American colonies.
Soldiers in Mali's capital mutinied on Tuesday and have taken the president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, and the prime minister, Boubou Cisse, into custody. A reporter for VOA's French to Africa service says the president was arrested at his house in Bamako on Tuesday and taken to a military camp in the town of Kati, 15 kilometers away. The prime minister was taken to the same camp. Gunfire erupted at the Kati base earlier in the day. A reporter in Mali told VOA English to Africa that soldiers went on the rampage, this is a direct quote, got to the arsenals, got to the guns, started shooting in the air, went out and cut off access to the camp. End quote. No casualties have been reported in the unrest. Earlier Tuesday, the Norwegian embassy in Mali warned that a mutiny in the armed forces was underway, and several embassies warned their nationals to stay home. The U.S. embassy in Bamako has told staff to shelter in place and warned Americans to stay away from areas of demonstrations or police and military activity. Opposition supporters have held large protests since June, calling for President Keita's resignation. Clashes between security forces and protesters in July killed at least 11 people. Critics blamed the president for a faltering economy and for failing to stop an 8-year Islamist insurgency in the north. Tensions escalated in April after the Constitutional Court overturned results from a disputed parliamentary election, allowing Keita's party to take a majority of the vacant seats. Jill Biden is set Tuesday night to try to persuade U.S. voters why they should elect her husband of 43 years, former Vice President Joe Biden, as the country's next president. The Democrats are conducting a virtual convention this week.